Welcome to the Fractal Fitness Podcast. This is Woke Wednesday, episode 2, because I'm more woke than Gandhi. So let's talk about breathing today. And what we're going to start with is a quick form of breath work that you can do in the morning, or you can do it even at night. I would actually recommend it first thing in the morning, though, because it can boost your adrenaline and testosterone, so you don't want to do that right before bed unless you have a little bit of time to wind down after. So what you can do is set a timer, put it on 1 minute increments. It's nice to have one where it's a rest and recovery and it actually says that or gives you different sounds to indicate which one it is, because you can get kind of lost in this. So what you do is for the first minute, you breathe deeply, as in kind of a Wim Hof or holotropic breathwork breathing, in through your mouth and out through your mouth. So it's going to sound like this. And what you want to do is fill from your belly all the way up into your upper chest, as big a breath as you can go, let it out quickly, and then breathe immediately again. So 1 minute of that, and then what you're going to do for the next minute is you're going to hold your breath for as long as you can. If you can hold it for the minute, that's perfect. If you can't, stop and just start breathing lightly again. It's better to breathe through your nose than it is through your mouth in that time if you have missed that minute mark, but whatever feels comfortable for you. So then again, you start over, breathe deeply again. Then the next ding, bing, you start your hold. And then you again hold for a minute. So you can either hold with the breath in, or you can exhale completely and hold with it out. So if you hold with it in, you can do another technique where you pull your pelvic floor up, you push energy up through your spine, pull the air up into your head, and you can hold it there. That gets a little psychedelic, so that's a bit more advanced than exhaling completely and just holding no breath. But whatever you feel comfortable with, again, you can do it. So then after that, I would actually start bringing it down. So usually I do this for about an hour. You can do it for 10 minutes. You can do it for 30 minutes, whatever you want. But if you're going to do it for a long period of time, you kind of want to bring your breath down again after. So after that, just do nasal breathing. So as soon as your timer is completely done, you've done all your sets, breathe through your nose only. Give it about another 10 minutes because you will be dizzy. And so wait a little bit, breathe in through your nose, out through your nose. As much as possible, slow down your breathing. It's actually much better to breathe lighter on the in and then really, really, really slow on the way out. I think the idea is actually to have none of your nose hairs actually move. So I know that sounds weird, but if you can take a breath that your nose hairs don't move at all, and then you exhale really slowly on the way out, again, no nose hairs move at all. And another way to think about it is just, if you can't hear it, you're doing great. If you can hear your breath, you're breathing probably a little bit too heavy at that point. So then you can also take that breath into whatever you're going to do next. So I usually bring it to my walk to work. So I'm walking across a bridge, I'm getting on the train, and the whole time I'm just breathing through my nose. And sometimes I'll actually have a breath hold in there. So I'm walking up the bridge, I try and breathe in through my nose, breathe out through my nose, and then hold. And I'll hold for as many steps as I can. There's actually a nice little trick that you can do if you have a stuffed up nose that's really similar to that. What you do is you breathe in through your nose if you can. If you can't, you breathe in through your mouth. If it's that stuffed up, just breathe in through your mouth, take a deep breath in, and then pull the air up from your belly into your head. Take a few steps as long as you can go. Keep it held in. You can even hold your nose as a way to keep the air so it doesn't leak out at all. And just keep walking for as long as you can. You'll do that about 5 to 10 times. You'll actually start to feel your nose drain both into your throat and out your, just out your nose through the front. So just have a tissue ready. All right. So that is a little bit of a tutorial on some quick breath work you can do. Good luck. Have fun.